From the center of the Air Check universe, this is Big Apple Air Check.
You're listening to airchecks.com.
It's 76 degrees at 20 after 6. The swimmers keep swimming and the balloonists keep moving. Good morning, I'm Mark Davis.
And I'm Joe Giotto with What's News in Boston.
We are definitely into the summertime weather now. Hazy sunshine, hot and humid today in the 90s. It'll be much cooler on the shore, but the tides will not cooperate. It's going to be low tide in the middle of the afternoon. Warm and hazy tonight, low about 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hazy, very warm and humid in the upper 80s. Currently, 76 degrees at Boston's new F-105.
F-105, Big Frank, I got music from the new Boston LP. They'll be playing some a little bit after 7 o'clock this morning on F-105.
Danger in the shape of something wild.
The hot child in the city.
F-105, and I love it. Hot child in the city. It's about 27 minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning. 27 before 7. The Ides of August are here. It's Tuesday, August 15th. Jackson Brown's at Tanglewood tonight. Want to take a drive? Boy, it must be nice out in Tanglewood this time of year. You know, you need hazy, hot, and humid, I guess, and really appreciate the mountains. Talking Heads at Paradise, here's thrilling. Harry Chapin's at Saratoga Springs, New York. If you want to go by Tanglewood, just keep on going, or you don't have to go quite so far. Next Monday and Tuesday, Harry Chapin will be at the Cape Cod Melody Tent. Yeah. Hazy, hot, and humid 90s today. We got a good start on already. It's in the middle 70s, no matter where you are, F-105. F-105, we got another hot news item here. Christina Onassis is back in Moscow. She's supposed to be staying in Greece for a party this weekend. She's throwing a party. She's not going to be at it. Well, maybe she'll go back there. She got all the money in the world except for $3, you know. And Sergei Kosov, her current husband of 12 days, was not at the airport. Matter of fact, he didn't even know she was coming back. But she says everything is fine with her marriage. That's a very strange marriage.
Wait, Exile coming up in 30 seconds on Boston's new F-105, and that could be the result of another MBM report due out today on Beacon Hill. The swimmers, the marathon swimmers, Diana Nyad and Stella Taylor, are doing pretty well. Some of them having some difficulty swimming. One from Cuba to Florida, the other one from the Bahamas to Florida. It's just your typical summer day swim. And the Seabrook protesters continue to cool their heels in jail in New Hampshire. Texaco has found gas off the New Jersey coast.
Way to have some Mexicans swim across the Rio Grande.
The Red Sox lost 4-3 to Milwaukee last night. Sunny, hazy, and very warm. A little cooler on the shore today. Now 76 at Boston's new F-105.
See if they can set a record. Huh? F-105. About to smooch you all over your bun there till the night closes in, at which time I turn back into a pumpkin. I don't know. That's Exile, F-105, Big Frank. Hello, 16 minutes before 7 o'clock. The Wiz, excerpts from The Wiz today. City Hall Plaza, 12:30. They have the cast over there. I don't know how long the thing's going to take. I'd guess maybe half hour, 45 minutes. The guy in the line will lose 14 pounds just in pure sweat. But it'll be a lot of fun, and it's free. It's all part of summer things. City Hall Plaza, 12:30. I'll see you there.
Your opportunity to see the avant-garde of contemporary music comes only once. At 8 p.m. Wednesday night, August 30th, as Yes entertains Boston. F-105 invites you to see Yes, including Rick Wakeman at the Boston Garden. Tickets are now on sale at the Boston Garden box office. Out-of-town tickets, strawberries, and all Ticketron outlets. Yes.
In August, people turn their heads. He stays so satisfied. I'm on my way.
A few good seats remain as F-105 invites you to see Yes, Wednesday night, August 30th, presented by Don Law.
There he goes, gets in the Formula One car and gets 3 miles a gallon. Ah, terrific. It's about 14 minutes before 7 o'clock. Big Frank on the radio this morning. We got the hazy, hot, and humid today in the 90s. I have my fingers crossed for you that we don't run into the problems we had yesterday. It all started off yesterday, if you recall, the DPW trying to do a repaving job inside the Callahan Tunnel, and one of their guys tried to make a U-turn. It's 7 o'clock with Big Frank. We are FM WTBF, Framingham, Boston, the new F-105 with Boston's best rock. Matter of fact, I got some of Boston's newest rock coming up in about 15 minutes.
I've never been wrong.
F-105 when Barbara... 7:04 with Frank Kingston Smith, and I'm very happy to say that in the paper this morning, looking here in the Globe, they have a publicity picture from the new Star Trek movie, and in it is shown Mr. Spock, Captain Kirk, and Dr. McCoy. If you're a Trekkie or a Star Trek freak, I know our general manager right now is probably dancing, they have a picture in there of the new movie, and they have the new uniforms they're going to be wearing, and they are somewhat similar to the old ones, except now the officers, the ranking officers, all have shoulder boards denoting the rank on the shoulders instead of having to try to guess what they are. And Dr. McCoy is wearing, it looks like, an Oscar de la Renta jumpsuit, which is kind of nice. Mr. Spock has sharpened his ears.
When you choose your future.
Boy, have I got something for you. The new Boston album, Don't Look Back, it's just dynamite. I got to play a cut from it called It's Easy. I'll play that in, I'd say less than 10 minutes right now on F-105. F-105 and Big Frank, if you're wondering where the morning papers are this morning, they may be a little bit later than normal. Reason being is, of course, the newspaper strike in New York is still on, and it's up to the papers here in Boston, the Herald and the Globe, and from Philadelphia, the Inquirer, the Daily News, from Washington, I guess the Post mainly from Washington, they're all printing extra papers to send down to New York, because the people in New York want to know what's going on in the world, or at least get some idea. So those papers get printed and sent off first, and then you get yours, and I get mine. And just have to do a little waiting around this morning. Not that much later, maybe a half an hour. But if you're wondering why they've been late, now you know.
When that hungry feeling hit you.
F-105, Carly and James, good morning. It's 7:13 with Big Frank this weekend. Going to be quite a weekend if you want to get out and see a terrific air show. I'm going to make a suggestion that you go down to Warwick, Rhode Island, or down to North Kingston, Rhode Island. I keep saying Warwick. It's the Warwick... Rotary International Airfare, Saturday and Sunday, Quonset State Airport, used to be Quonset Point, down the old Naval Air Station, flight demonstrations from noon to 5, aerobatics, skydiving, sailplaning, and my buddies in the Blue Angels are going to be in to entertain both Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Going to be a lot of people going down to it. I know many people from the Boston area driving down to see that thing. Going to be a lot of traffic and a lot of company on the road, so take your time, start out early, and enjoy the day. Take some sun protection. I've been promising you this since early this morning, and now we're getting around to it. We got a copy of the album in before it even has a real cover on it. This is the group Boston, and we promised you this record for the past couple of weeks. From Don't Look Back, It's Easy. Listen and love it. F-105.
Degrees at 7:20. The final report on MBM due out today. Good morning, I'm Joe Gia.
And I'm Mark Davis with What's News in Boston.
It's easy to get burned.
F-105, 7:27 with Big Frank. It's 7:33 with Big Frank. If you're on your way in town right now, you're going to have more of the, not the same problems you had yesterday morning, because most of that was caused by the truck stuck in a Callahan tunnel. But you're going to have problems with boilovers on the expressway again. I was on the artery yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock, and there were cars stuck all over the place. It was kind of hard to believe at that hour. And then I made my major mistake last night trying to get out of town on Storrow Drive going outbound. At just about 6 o'clock, there was a Red Sox game, and I had really sort of slipped. I'm listening to the warm-up of the Red Sox game, and I'm in the traffic saying, hey, what's all this traffic? And in addition to that, people were boiled over on Storrow Drive. So just remember that you're going to have to put up with this at least for the next couple of days till this weather breaks, whenever that's going to really be.
Get them at Sears.
Red Sox lost last night to the Brewers, 4-3. Bill Lee got behind early in the game and just never... guys could never help him catch up. I don't know. Come on, Bill. We're still working on win number 11. I got my fingers crossed. California tonight at 10:30. F-105.
See the curtains hanging in the window.
F-105, F-105, I'd settle for any kind of a breeze today. Got a concert for you tonight. Jackson Brown is Tanglewood. You want to drive out and spend a very pleasant evening in the mountains. Talking Heads are at Paradise. You want to spend a very pleasant evening on Commonwealth Avenue. Harry Chapin is at Saratoga Springs, New York, if you want to drive way the devil out there. And if you really want to see Harry Chapin, wait till next Monday and Tuesday. He'll be at the Cape Cod Melody Tour.
There are a lot of great things that happen once a year.
F-105, and one of the big news stories of the day, of course, is one of the things we're following, is the guy sailing across the ocean in the balloon. They're at 18,000 feet. They're sort of back on course, and they hope to land about Thursday, preferably in Europe. But we were trying to think of what you could go across the ocean in if you wanted to set a record and make news stories and be a hero. And some of the suggestions now, as Mr. Mike and I have been working on these things, we got some of the suggestions you could go across the ocean in an egg carton. How about a raft of ping pong balls? Would you like to try to make the crossing in an inner tube? How about in a bathtub? Why not in a DeSoto?
Have you seriously thought about what you'll be doing a year from now? Back to nature. If you don't see it, ask.
Well, a little sigh about the breakfast I had yesterday morning. You should have seen that bacon. I'm telling you, that stuff could have walked over and eaten me. It was so strong. A little grease, F-105. Morning. It's coming up to 8 o'clock with Big Frank. We are FM, WVBF, Framingham, Boston. New F-105 with Boston's best rock. F-105 and Big Frank, good morning. About 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Ides of August are upon us. It is August 15th. Do you realize we've got 3 weeks left until Labor Day weekend? Ho! Interesting story. Of course, we're following Diana Nyad, swimming from Cuba to Florida. A lot of people have done that already, but not very successfully. Well, she's swimming in a shark cage. She's taking some kind of drugs for something to keep her muscles from cramping up. And one of the side effects is that she may hallucinate. And the fact is, they say now she may be hallucinating. The reason they suspect that is because last night she said she was attacked by a barca lounger.
Hi, it's Harriet.
A Don Law presentation. I'd like it if you'd keep your hands to yourself, please, ma'am. Thank you. We haven't even been formally introduced yet. Oh, the captain, it's Neil. Excellent. F-105.
I never wanted the way that I wanted to
touch you. F-105 from Big Frank. And today's the day at about 12:30 this afternoon in City Hall Plaza. The cast of The Wiz is going to be there and be doing some excerpts from the show, The Wiz, the black version of The Wizard of Oz. A great show, a lot of fun. It's going to be very warm there. So if you're going over there, dress appropriately, you might take a hat or something like that, make you feel good. But be there at 12:30. See Dorothy land her house on top of Betty's Rolls Royce. See the lion pass out.
What do you like?
F-105, Big Frag, Red Sox coming off of, what, a 5-3 homestand, something like that? We lost last night to Brewers 4-3. What's the last time we're going to see the Brewers this year? Good! We're out in California tonight to play the Angels. We're there for three. We go to Oakland over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday off, next Tuesday and Wednesday in Seattle, and next Friday to come back home, and I understand that the tickets to that game are pretty much gone, of course, except for the bleacher seats. And if you want to sit out there, good luck.
Today, we shall go bird-watching.
Hopelessly devoted to you, not unlike a little puppy. Olivia Newton-John by 17 minutes after 8, F-105. F-105, Big Frank, I got Boston album, Don't Look Back. It is a dynamite album. We got more music coming up after 9 o'clock with Jeff Baker on F-105. F-105 with Big Frank. I just kind of amazed here. The kind of headlines you get in the newspaper that don't really tell the story. For instance, here's a headline this morning. It says, Ford recalled. And then you go on to read the story, and it's a guy saying, hey, Henry, you want to get back here?
Since Wrangler can't show you on radio.
Just go down to Jordan Marsh, Boston and Branch stores, and see all the great ways Wrangler fits into your life.
Now, here's another one for you. Another headline that doesn't really tell the story. Loan firms scored. Then you go on and you read it, and it says, in Park League baseball action last night, HFC 7, Avco 4.
There's going to be a murder. Beware of the dwarf.
Opens Wednesday at the Showcase Cinema in Worcester.
Boy, another one of the many pieces of music becoming a big hit out of Greece. Yep. F-105.
I got you.
F-105, you're the one that I want. To John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. She's more my type than he is. It's 21 minutes before 9 o'clock. Anita Bryant saying, I certainly hope so. F-105 and Big Frank. 16 minutes before 9 o'clock. Well, I've saved this stupid joke for the morning till now. Why? Because I want you to be able to tell it to somebody later this afternoon where they won't have heard it in town already. All right? I'm doing you a favor. The stupid joke of the morning. May we have a fanfare, please?
One more time.
What's white with red hair and lives in a test tube? Bozo the clone.
Wait just a minute, Skiers. That keeps America
going. Bozo the clone.
Get out of here, will ya?
My word. Yes, hazy hot humid, 90s today. I guess I would qualify as hazy hot humid, wouldn't it? It's about 14 before 9, F-105.
Hazy sunshine, hot humid today in the 90s, much cooler on the shore. Unfortunately, it's low tide in the afternoon. Warm, hazy tonight, low about 70. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hazy, warm and humid in the upper 80s. Now 78 degrees at Boston's new F-105.
Well, once again, it's time to spread the net. Big Frank's hitting the road. I'm going to go out and see the people from The Wiz. Watch that thing they're going to do at City Hall Plaza today at 12:30. It's part of a summer thing, and it's a lot of fun. If you don't get a chance to see the show, at least you can see them do some of the songs. I understand they're going to be in costume. I'm going to feel very sorry for the lion. Meanwhile, Jeff Baker's here with more of the greatest music in the world. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5:30.
Big Apple Air Checks is your full-service air check source.
Your number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com. number one for classic radio listening, airchecks.com.